Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of June, 2009. It's the birthday of novelist Larry McMurtry, born Wichita Falls, Texas, 1936, author of Lonesome Dove, which won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction and helped to revive the genre of Western fiction. And it's the birthday of Allen Ginsberg, Newark, New Jersey, 1926, whose poem Howl is said to have turned America from the 50s into the 60s overnight. The poem that begins, "I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night." Ginsberg was working in advertising in San Francisco in 1954 when he got his psychotherapist's approval and quit his job and devoted himself to writing poetry. Howl, other poems published by Lawrence Ferlinghetti's City Lights Press in 1956, for which Ferlinghetti was charged with obscenity and put on trial, which got a lot of publicity for Howl and for Allen Ginsberg, whose best poem may be Kaddish, his epic elegy for his mother, which he wrote most of in one 40-hour sitting. His mother, a devoted communist who died in a psychiatric hospital, 1956. Allen Ginsberg in high school would ride the bus across town with his mother, going with her to her therapy appointments. Shortly before she died, Ginsberg had signed the authorization for her lobotomy, and 2 days after she died, he got a letter in the mail from her, which said, "The key is in the window, the key is in the sunlight, in the window, I have the key, get married, Allen, don't take drugs, love your mother." His poem Kaddish begins, "Strange now to think of you gone without corsets and eyes, while I walk on the sunny pavement of Greenwich Village, downtown Manhattan, clear winter noon, and I've been up all night talking, reading the Kaddish aloud, listening to Ray Charles' blues shout blind on the phonograph, the rhythm and your memory in my head 3 years after." Allen Ginsberg, who became a devout Buddhist, signed a big book contract with Harper in the early 80s, which put out his collected poems in 1984. In 1994, sold his archives to Stanford University for $1 million, and died in 1997 from liver cancer at the age of 70. Here's a poem for today by Kirsten Dierking, entitled The Ordinary. It's summer, so the pink gingham shorts, the red mower, the neat rows of clean-smelling grass unspooling behind the sweeping blades. A dragonfly, black body, big as a finger, will not leave the mower alone, loving the sparkle of scarlet metal, seeing in even a rusting paint the shade of a flower. But I wave him off, conscious he is wasting his time, conscious I am filling my time with such small details, distracting colors like pink checks, like this, then that, like a dragonfly wing in the sun, reflecting the color of opals, like all the hours we leave behind, so ordinary, but not unloved. The Ordinary, a poem by Kirsten Dierking from her collection Northern Oracle, published by Spout Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.